Welcome to Wednesday Warmth. I hope you enjoy today's story. It is called The Girl Who Was Never Just a Girl. They found her in a weather-beaten orphanage on the edge of town, the sort of place where winters crept in through the cracks and summer came in with the smell of dust and laundry soap. She wasn't particularly loud, nor was she the sort of child to tug at your sleeve for attention. But she had that unmissable something, a way of looking at the world as though she'd already read ahead a few chapters and knew things the rest of us had not yet caught on to. She had no memory of her parents, no keepsake to prove she'd once belonged somewhere else, only a name stitched in uneven letters onto the side of her coat. It was a coat she'd long outgrown, but refused to stop wearing, much to the dismay of the matron who thought it made her look unkempt. But she knew better. It wasn't the coat that mattered. It was the reminder that she was someone, even if she didn't yet know who. Life at the orphanage was predictable. The older girls braided the younger one's hair. The boys competed over who could eat the most bread at dinner. And every month, there was the ritual of visiting day. Families would sweep in with polite smiles and careful eyes, assessing which child might fit neatly into their lives like a missing puzzle piece. She'd been passed over enough times to know the choreography. Stand straight, speak when spoken to, smile just enough to be approachable, but not enough to look desperate. And then they arrived. A couple clearly from somewhere else, not just geographically, but in the way they carried themselves. He had the look of a man who solved every problem presented to him, and she wore the air of someone who collected people the way others collected rare books, carefully, intentionally, and with deep respect for their worth. When their eyes met hers, something in the room shifted. It wasn't dramatic. No swelling music, no angels descending, but it was certain. She recognized the look. Not pity, not charity, recognition. As if they'd been looking for her specifically, and now they could finally exhale. The adoption papers were signed within the week. The other children teased her good-naturedly, off to live the good life. But she felt a knot of uncertainty in her chest. What if she disappointed them? What if they discovered she wasn't the kind of girl worth finding? The first months were a blur of new smells, new rules, and new silences. Her new home was filled with books, music, and peculiar little objects from faraway places. There were meals eaten slowly, conversations that lingered, and questions that made her feel like her answers mattered. She learned she could laugh loudly here without being shushed, and that someone would notice if she was quiet for too long. But it wasn't without struggle. She had a lifetime of habits that told her to keep her feelings tucked away like contraband. She had to learn, awkwardly, clumsily, that this was a place where you could put your thoughts on the table without them being taken away from you. It was her new mother who finally cracked the code. One evening, she found the girl sitting by the window, coat still wrapped around her shoulders despite the warmth of the room. "You know," her mother said, settling into the chair beside her, "coats are meant for the cold. You don't have to wear it in here." The girl shrugged. "It's the only thing that proves I'm me." Her mother smiled. Not the kind of smile that dismissed, but the kind that understood. "You were already you before the coat. You'll still be you without it. And you, my dear, are ours now. That's not going to change." The coat was folded away that night. In the years that followed, she grew, not just taller, but fuller in presence, like a lantern slowly realizing the glow it was capable of casting. She discovered she had a knack for noticing what others missed, a whispered argument in the corner of a room, a flicker of hope in someone's eyes. And her parents encouraged it, telling her that such sight was rare and precious, that she'd one day use it to change the world for the better. They told her the truth. She hadn't been chosen because she was the easiest or the prettiest or the most well-behaved. She had been chosen because she was herself, because she carried something, resilience, vision, and a refusal to be invisible. That could not be taught. And she began to believe it. One spring afternoon, years later, she returned to the orphanage. No longer a girl in a too small a coat, but a young woman with steadiness in her eyes. She told the children what no one had told her when she was their age. "You are not waiting to be chosen. You are chosen. You have been since the day you opened your eyes. The right people will see it. Until then, you carry yourself like you already belong, because you do." The room went still. Even the smallest ones seemed to understand. She left that day knowing something that had been quietly shaping her all along. Her story wasn't just about being found. It was about finding herself, and in doing so, helping others see themselves too. Because belonging isn't a door someone opens for you. It's a place you learn to stand in, confidently, so that when others arrive, they recognize home in you. And to those who listened, whether they were children in an orphanage, strangers in a crowd, or someone hearing these words years later, her message was the same. You are not ordinary. You are not replaceable. And the world is definitely different because you are in it.